We got to thank our sponsors again, Avi Bear and Yaakov Bluestein for sponsoring the ice cream, and Ellie Bernstein for picking it up. Ellie, you here? Let's see Ellie. Okay, we thank Ellie for picking it up. That's also part of the tircha. I moved the table, as you see, to the left to make it less distracting. But, okay. So, if you recall, the last chabura, which was the first chelek, the first part of Amelus, we proved and illustrated from Chazal that Amelus is not merely a hichitimtza ba'alma. It's not just a practical way to understand the idea, but it's the ikar tachlis, it's the chelek of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And we also showed that a Kadosh Baruch Hu Klapei Shmaya, the way he gauges and measures our hatzlacha in learning is based on the amount of yegia, the amount of amelus that we've done. So, at first glance, as we concluded last week or 2 weeks ago, the yegias are not, the results are not necessarily the goal, rather the amelus. But undoubtedly, we all understand that a direct outflow of amelus is the yegias b'Torah. It does facilitate and allow us to be kone yegias and learning. So the question becomes, and that's going to be the topic of tonight's discussion, what exactly is the relationship between amelus and the resultant yedia, the kinyan b'Torah that it's supposed to facilitate? How do we see that it's being makne Torah to us? So let's start with the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Yates. The Gemara says, V'amar Rava, V'tchila nikras al shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'levasof nikras al shemo shel shemo. In the beginning, when a person's lomei Torah, the Torah is identified by a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. It's called Torah Hashem. Afterwards, it's Nikras Al Shemo. The Torah becomes his. It becomes the Lomei Torahs. How do we know this? Because in the beginning of Tehillim, it says, B'Torah Hashem. It identifies it as the Torah of Hashem. But afterwards, Uviso Raso. The Pasuk says it belongs to the Lomei Torah. What exactly transfers the Torah from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Amel, to the Lomei Torah, says Rashi, shall also Talmud shetarach ba kidechsiv uvisoraso. The person who was Torayach, the Lomei Torah who was Amel in learning, that facilitates and enables the person to be Kone Torah. So it's not just merely that we only focus on the Amelus, but clearly Amelus serves the role as being Makne Torah to us. It gives you a lasting kinyan in learning. But it goes further. The Gemara in Brachos Tamach Gimel Amabeis says that not only does it facilitate your learning, but it's absolutely imperative. Says the Gemara, Dover Acher, Haskes Ushma Yisrael. What does the Lashon Haskes mean, says the Gemara? Katesu Atzmichem al Divrei Torah. Grind yourselves. Be Toreach, to the point of grinding yourselves over the Divrei Torah. Says the Gemara, like Reish Lakish says, Minayin, She'ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin. Ella b'mishemeimis atzmo aleha. How do we know that the kinyan of Torah is dependent upon one who is meimis, one who is moser nefesh, one who is moser himself, above and beyond his natural capacities to be amal and learning? How do we know this? Zos haTorah adam kiyamus be'ohel. As the Rambam says, the ohel shel chachamim. So Reish Lakish is saying to us, it's not just the fact that amelus facilitates the kinyan learning, but it's an absolutely precondition. It's absolutely necessary. Says Reish Lakish, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin. It will not have a kiyam without the amelus. If you're just going by surface level without trying to fully understand what you're learning, it will not have a kinyan. The only way to have a full kiyam, says Reish Lakish, it's me'akiv, is through the amelus. Okay, so this I think we all know. That's the B'Torah Sakdama. In fact, I just saw Rav Avadia Yosef's Yartzeit was just 2 weeks ago, and they bring down that Rav Avadia was once speaking to Rav Yashiv. You can imagine such a conversation between Rav Yashiv and Rav Avadia. They're both of the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and Rav Avadia was sharing his feelings to Rav Yashiv because there was a certain Talmud Chacham, an author, who was a big Mechaber Sfarim. Every 2 months, he came over to Rav Yashiv and Rav Avadia and presented a new Sefer. Here's my new Sefer, fresh off the press. Every 2 months, at a rapid pace. So Rav Avadia, who we know, who's a prolific writer, you can see on the shelf, went to Rav Yashiv, and still, he felt a little bit of Chalishas Adas. He told Rav Yashiv, you know, I work so hard to write a sefer. It takes me so long to produce just one. But look at this Talmud Chacham. Look at this author. He's doing it at such a rapid pace. 2 months. Every 2 months is a fresh new sefer. How can that be? Well, is he an electric typewriter, Ravadia said? Like, how can that be? So Rabbi Yashiv said, you know what the difference is between a chicken and a human being? A chicken produces an egg every single day. But what comes out of an egg? A chick. A human being? A woman? 9 months of labor. But what comes out? A child. Eino dome. A child after 9 months of labor to a chick that comes out every single day. So he was comforting Rav Avadia. This Talmud Chacham, he may be producing many, many svarim. But at the end of the day, eino dome your svarim after so much labor and amelus to his svarim, which are coming out of such a rapid pace. That's Rav Yashiv. That was his parable. Okay. So, it certainly, a male certainly facilitates our learning. But that being the case, let's understand, what exactly are the underlying mechanics for how a male allows us to understand our learning, to gain ideas in learning? How does it allow us to attain Chochmas HaTorah? So you'll tell me, Dotan, what's the problem? Torah, it's a very chashuv thing, I know, but it's like other Chochmas. And so I can rationally explain why a melus allows you to understand learning. Because just like by Shar Chochmas, if you have any subject material, you're studying for a test, science, chemistry, whatever you want, math, the more hours you put in quantitatively, and the more mental exertion you put in to understand the material, you'll understand it. So too by Limud HaTorah. It's a very rational concept. If a person is Omel, and he's exerting himself to understand. He's chazering. He's trying to chav tosus. He's going back and forth. He's working hard at it. So of course he's going to understand it. It's a very rational idea. What's the big chiddush? However, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Rav Aaron Cutler, the Stipler, almost all the Bali Machshav and the Bali Musar point and say that while that's true, that there is a musag of yegiya sichlis, a rational yegiya, but you have to understand that a melus is also irrational. It's arbitrary. It is not purely a natural and direct consequence of your exertion of your learning. There is an absolute sense of siyata dishmaya that happens when it comes to a melus. After you're a melus, even after all of that work, the resultant idea that you get is being endowed by a Kadosh Baruch Hu upon you. It's through Siyata Dishmaya. It's a matana that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you. It's not purely a rational idea. What's the biggest raya? Three big rayas. Raya number one, says the Gemara Megillah Daf Vav Amabiz. We skipped the Mar Malcolm. Okay, we'll do it a different time. Says the Gemara Megillah Daf Vav. Famous Gemara. V'amar Rav Yitzchak. Im yor malacha adam, yagati v'lo matzati. A guy says, I was miyageya, but I was not able to achieve. Al Taman, he's a chakran. And the guy says, Lo yagati v'matzati. I didn't do amelus, and I was still able to understand. Shakron, al tamin. You need to have the amelus. Yagati umatzati, then you can believe him. Ask all the achronim. Why in the world are Chazal using the lashon of mitziah? The Gemara should have said, Yagati v'hevanti. Yagati v'hiskalti. I worked hard and I understood. What's this lashon of mitziah? It's a good kasha. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Rav Chaim on the left, on Pirkei Avos, he says, Rotze Lomar, Achar Sheyaga B'Torah, after you learn Torah, Im Kol Ze Yamin, you should understand, Ki Ach Mitziah Matzah. What you have accomplished is Begeder, it's B'Torah's a Mitziah. Just like when you're walking on the street and you discover a windfall and you find $100, you didn't work for it, but it was given to you as a matana from Shemayim, so too you have to understand that an additional layer to your amelus is not purely a rational idea that your amelus gives you ideas. But moreover, there's another format that it's irrational. It's an irrational idea. In principle, we should not be shayach to Chochmas HaTorah. It's beyond us. It's Chochmas Elokis. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu designed an irrational mechanism that if a person is amel, and as a consequence of his amelus, a Kadosh Baruch Hu grants him a matana, he gives him and endows him with yediyas b'Torah. It's not purely tit for tat. You do this t'nai, this arbitrary t'nai, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu irrationally gives you siyata d'shmaya to understand your learning. That's why the Gemara uses the lashon of Metzia. Listen to the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tari Tes, which says it so succinctly. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tari Tes, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, my crow, what does the Pasuk mean? Nefesh Amal, Amal Alo. If a nefesh, if an Adam, if a person is toiling, he's Amal, it. What does it mean? Will work for you. What is it, says the Gemara? Amal b'makom zeh, he, the Lomei Torah, was toiling over here. The Torasso omeles lo b'makom acher. The Torah will work for you in a different place. What does that mean? Says Rashi, shemichazeres olav. The Torah that you are amalin, kiviyochol. Whatever the Chazal mean by this. But the Torah has a persona. It's mechazeres olav. It's running after you. You, my Talmud, you're learning, you're being amal in me, I'm going to run after you. Umivakeshes. And it beseeches, me'es kone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, limser lo tamei Torah v'sedareya. It beseeches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, please grant this Talmud, who is being amal in me, please grant him Yediyas b'Torah. So we fly all over the place to get brachas and tefillas from Gedolei Ador, which is extremely, extremely effective. But Chazal are telling us that not only do we have Gedolim who can be mispalel for us, but the Torah herself will beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and demand and cheerlead us on and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, give this Amal b'Torah, Yediyas b'Torah. The Torah is Amal for you. If you're Amal for it, it's Amal for you. It's a give and take relationship. Says the Gemara Menachas Dav Zayin, because of this new idea that there is a rational approach to Amelus and an irrational approach, two amazing chidushim come out. Two humongous chidushim come out. The first chidush is from the Gemara Menachas Dav Zayin. Gemara relates a story. Avimi, who was the Rebbe of Rav Chisda, Masechta Isakra. He forgot a Masechta. He forgot Menachas, Rashi says. He forgot a Mar Makom. So what did he do? The Asa Kameh de Rav Chisda, he went over to his Talmud, Rav Chisda. He went down the block or a few blocks down to a base medrash, to Rav Chisda's base medrash. Latzkurei, to remember the Mar Makom. Gamrei, to teach him. So Gemara asks, you're telling me that the Rosh Hashiva, the Rebbe, Avimi, went to his Talmud? Belishach Leilis Legabei. Ask his Talmud to come to me. I'm the Rebbe. If I forgot something, you should come to me. Why is the Rebbe going to the Talmud? Answers the Gemara. Savar Hachi, Mistayel Milta Tfei. By him walking, by him doing that halicha to the Talmud, it will help him understand the Mar Malka more. Says Rashi, Mishum Yagati Vimatsati. That was Avimi's Cheshbin. I should walk, and I'll get Yigia from that walking, and now I'll chop the Mar Malkum. Ask all the Mefarshim, if you're telling me that Amelus is purely a rational idea, that the more you exert yourself and you apply yourself to the learning, you understand it more, how in the world are you supposed to understand how an halicha to a base medrus is considered a rational way of understanding that learning? The halicha is for learning, but has no shaychus to the subject material. It's totally an external Amelus. It's a random Amelus that happens to do for the sake of learning. But if you're telling me that learning, amelus, is a rational idea, that I have to exert myself and chazer the subject material, and I have to know it, then how can halicha be considered amelus? But al pi ar yesod, of course it makes sense. Because amelus is not a purely rational idea. It's irrational. It's arbitrary. If you do amelus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows you. So once you define it that way, then it's much broader. It's a much broader definition. It's not restricted to the classic definition of a malus that you have to exert yourself. It can apply everywhere. If you carry your svarim to your house for Shabbos because you want to learn out those svarim, but it's going to cause you to have to schlep extra pounds in your suitcase, that's a malus. If you're leaving your dorm room to come to the base medrash, that's a malus. If you're sitting in the winter in the base medrash and it's freezing and you're wearing a coat in the Landers base medrash, which often happens, Eitan, right? Wearing our coats in the base medrash, I also do, don't worry. That's a malus. The amelus, the exertion that you're doing for learning, even though it has no shaychus to the tosfos. But that's called a malus also, because it's irrational. It doesn't have to be rational. That's chiddush one. And chiddush two, which is the main one that I wanted to bring out, is if you think about it, once a malus is irrational, that means that what we're saying is that the resultant idea doesn't have to necessarily correspond to who you are as a person. Even if you have a weaker IQ, or even if you have an awful short-term memory or long-term memory, Doesn't matter. If you work with rational, then of course. If you're brilliant, then you'll have greater idea. If you chazer many, many times, you'll have greater idea. But that's not the case. If it's irrational, as long as you yourself are doing the extent of that you can for your amelus, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is endowing you with the idea, then it doesn't have to correspond. You can be whoever you are, no matter what your background is, no matter where you come from, no matter what your intellect is, your brilliance. But if you're Amel, a Kadosh Baruch Hu will endow you. So says the Gemara in Yerushalmi. This is Yerushalmi. This is not just Stam fluff. Yerushalmi is saying this in Horios. Gimel Hay, no less than Yerushalmi. It's a Horios Yerushalmi. Says the Yerushalmi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Osan Arbaim Yom Sha'asa Moshe Bahar, when Moshe Rabbeinu 40 days went up to Shemayim. What happened? Hayalamad Torah, he used to learn. Umeshakha, he used to forget about it. Uvesof, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I can't do this anymore. Moshe, I keep on teaching you something and you forget it. Uvesof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him b'matana. Asks the Gemara, Kol kach lama? Pnei Moshe, on the bottom, asks, says, explains, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? If you know that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to have to forget the Torah every single time you taught him and you were going to give it to him as a matana at the end, give it to him as a matana right now, in the first day. All of Klal Yisrael are waiting with bated breath for the Kabbalah of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is up there. Give it to him a ton of the first day. Why are you waiting 40 days? Says the Gemara, Bishvil, the only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to the last 40th day is Lehachzir es a Tipshim, to bring a counter-taina to the Tipshim. What does that mean, says the Pnei Moshe on the bottom? Sheshokachin mashalomdim. There are many people who forget what they learn. Shelo Yomru, people will taina. What's the point of doing amelus? I'm going to forget it anyway. I come from a weak background. I come from a very, you know, I only started learning when I was 18, 19. I didn't grow up in Bnei Brak. What do you want from me? You want me to become a Gadol B'Tor? Come on. Why should I do this? Says the Gemara, no. Moshe Rabbeinu had to remember and forget 40 days until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him as a matana. Lehachzir es hachipshim. The hachuva, says the Pnei Moshe, mi Moshe. What's our counter taina? Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who transmitted our Torah. He had to get it by matana. So you're complaining? There are no excuses. You're going to get the matana just like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Says the Medrash Shmuel, the same thing. Ve'af im nigzar olav. Even though Chazal say that kol tipa v'tipa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there, he's going to be a chacham, he's going to be a tipish, it doesn't matter. Even if you were nigzar to be a tipish, whatever that means, we're not that, Baruch Hashem, but even if you are nigzar as a tipish, you have no right to have any excuses. Im hu yaga b'torah v'lamad, he will become a chacham. This Chai Olam, this stipler, says it beautifully, and it's in the biggest font that I could find. Everyone, after the Chabura, should cut it out, paste it onto your Gemaras inside, and more importantly, paste it into your hearts. Because this Chai Olam says it so beautifully. Be'emes, gam mihushu kashe ha'avana atzum. Someone who has a very difficult understanding. He's not the brightest guy. Im yis'ametz me'od, if he's amel b'limud ha'Torah, Yisket l'siyat d'shmaya, he will get yeder shmaya. Liyos, not a yodea sefer, not a talmud chacham. Liyos gadol b'torah, he will be a gadol b'torah. Af al pishu harbe yoser mekifah kishrono ativi. Even though his natural faculties don't breed that type of success, it makes no difference. If you are yisametz, you will be zocha l'siyat d'shmaya. So in summation, amelus facilitates our kinyan and learning. And it's absolutely necessary. It's a precondition. How does it work? There's the rational approach, which is certainly true. There's also, what's more important, the irrational approach. And the irrational approach is teaching us two major chidushim. Number one, that amelus has a broad definition. It can be any type of amelus. But more importantly, we're not working begeder hateva. We are Klal Yisrael. This has no shayichas to begeder ateva. We're not working with the rules of nature. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu designed a melus to make you be Koneh Torah, you will be Koneh Torah. It will be Mesiyata Deshmaya. He will endow it for you. Now, for the surprise ending. Simcha? No, I'm joking. Shmuel Birnbaum, Zetzal, who was the late Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, was known to be a tremendous Ohev Torah, tremendous Amo B'Torah. I have his sefer right here, biography, I just read it, Baruch Hashem. Shmuel Birnbaum, he was unbelievable. Anyone you ask, his avas Torah was unparalleled. Even Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe once was organizing an asifa in Manhattan to a certain protest against one of the laws that the state of Israel were enforcing at the time. And he wanted a lot of Rosh Yeshiva to come and to make it a Chashuva Maimed. So all the New York Rosh Yeshivas, he tried to get together. When the Talmud got to the Mir, and he said, Rav Shmuel, should we go ask Rav Shmuel? Rav Moshe said, no, don't ask Rav Shmuel. He loves Torah way too much. You cannot ask him to come to this asifa. That's how palpable his avas Torah was. This Gadol B'Torah, he had two heart attacks, lost a child or two. He used to carry his heart machine to shear klalis to give the shear. He was so infatuated with learning. He was one of the biggest amelim in the last 25 years. They actually say once that he once visited Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, the shear of Shmuel, and he had a shaila about a svara, and the Rebbetzin answered the door. And the Rebbetzin said, unless it's an absolute emergency, you really can't come in right now. Because he's resting, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky is resting. You can't bother my husband. So he assured her that it was of extreme importance. And he went in, and all of a sudden the Rebbetzin sees them hawking out a svara and being so animated and going back and forth. And as he's leaving, the Rebbetzin says, what was the emergency? So he said very plainly, very clearly, isn't understanding a svara also an emergency? Like, what's the chiddush? A svara is also an emergency. And there are ma'isim kahena v'kahena, which I don't even want to say it because you have to read it yourself. It's like unbelievable. But one ma'isa that stands out is one where Rav Shmuel is at a chasana. And everyone knew that Rav Shmuel was very animated when he was learning. When he was Amel, he was gripped by the Amelis. He cared so much about a pshat. He used to be so Amel in whatever he was learning that it took over him. And at one chasana, as generally is the case, the chashuvim usually sit next to each other, the Rosh Yeshivas. And Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, who himself was the mir in Shanghai, you can ask Rav Shmuel Levitz a bunch of ma'isim about him, he used to sit in Shanghai's base medrash in the sweltering heat as missiles were going over him. He was unparalleled. And Rav Leib Box, another Alter Mira, was next to him. He's a Rosh Yeshiva of Detroit. So you have Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Rav Leib Box at a chasana. And the first course is being served. And all of a sudden, Rav Leib Box decides he wants to give a teretz to the Shar Mishpat's Kasha on Migo, on the Sugya of Migo. So he gives a teretz. But Mali, the Shaker, he gives a whole teretz. And Rav Shmuel Birnbaum was so, like, riled up about it. And all of a sudden, the entire chasana hall, the people who were watching, were just transfixed. And they were watching these two lions battling it out. Mamash like Mechamta Shel Torah. Now, all of these maisim are beautiful and very inspiring. But what is so unique about this last Maisa was that it was caught on tape. And yours truly was able to procure that tape. And so, for our surprise ending, I'm going to show you what Amelus Betorah actually is. Not live, but whatever. And you should just have maybe a lasting Roshem. Jake, you want to get the lights? It's a minute and a half, so don't worry. It's on small. If you miss it the first time, I'll play it many more times afterwards, okay? You ready? Just soak it in. Just soak it in.
Don't move your table.
Thank you.
Baruch Shkoch.
Wow.
You got the hat, you don't know them what
you're doing. I slam a lot of tables when I have shadows. You've noticed that, haven't you? I slam a lot of
Not necessarily.
Nothing.